通过这些歌词
and through prayer.
也通过这些赞美通过祷告
And this morning we have a new face as a translator.
今天早上我们有一个新鲜的面孔来做翻译
And we want to thank God for people who are willing to step forward and serve.
我们也为此来感谢神希望有更多的人愿意出来服事
So in your little prayer, give support to Deacon Yingmiao.
所以请大家在祷告中也来支持我。
Because translation is a wonderful ministry, but also potentially a difficult one.
这个翻译呢本身也是一种服事同时呢它也是一个非常也是一个挑战。
But as we've seen from the youngsters speaking in Chinese,
但是我们看到这些年轻人都可以来说中文。
As well as people stepping forward to take on difficult tasks.
我们也看到很多人他们愿意出来接受一些很有挑战性的艰难的服事
We know that ultimately serving God is not about our ability alone
我们就知道我们服事主不是仅仅的凭借着自己的能力
In fact, it is in Christ alone that we come out and serve
事实上我们是单单的信靠主耶稣我们才能出来服事
It is He who gives us strength
是主耶稣给我们力量
And as Paul would say,He will be faithful to accomplish what he has started.
正如保罗说的，他会是信实的，他会完成这些善功。
This morning, may the grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ be unto you.
今天早上，愿我们天父的慈爱，还有我们主耶稣基督的恩惠，临到大家。
Before we read God's word, let us go to our God in prayer.
在我们宣读神的话之前，让我们来一起祷告。
Dear Heavenly Father,
亲爱的天父
，As your word is given,
当你的话语被宣读出来的时候
，May we listen,
让我们来专心的聆听。
And as we listen,
当我们聆听的时候
，May we understand and obey,
让我们能够真正的、完全的明白它，并且能够遵循它。
Please shore up our love and worship for your Son Jesus Christ.
请您再一次的振兴我们对你的儿子耶稣基督的爱和对他的崇拜。
We believe and pray.
我们如此相信祷告。
In the name of our beautiful Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
是靠借着我们美丽的救主和生命的主耶稣基督。
Amen.
Amen.
If you would turn with me to the book of Philippians.
请大家和我们一起来翻开腓立比书第二章
Chapter 2
第二章
Verses 1 to 11
1到11节
The book of Philippians chapter 2 We'll be reading from verses 1 to 11
腓立比书二章1到11节先用英文来读
Yes, we will first read in English
我们先用英文读
And then we'll follow up with Chinese.
然后我们用中文来一起读。
All right, English readers, are you ready? One person's ready. All right.
只有一个人。
Philippians chapter 2, verses 1 to 11. If you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, if any comfort from His love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion,that make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus, who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped,but made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness, and being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross. Therefore God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father.
好，我们来一起读《腓立比书》二章一到十一节。所以在基督里，若有什么劝勉，爱心有什么安慰，圣灵有什么交通，心中有什么慈悲怜悯，你们就要意念相同，爱心相同， 有一样的心思，有一样的意念，使我的喜乐可以满足。凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强。个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。你们当以基督耶稣的心为心，他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的，反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。所以神将他升为至高，又赐给他那超乎万民之上的名，叫一切在天上的、地上的和地底下的，因耶稣的名无不屈膝，无不口称耶稣基督为主，使荣耀归于父神。
This is the word of God.
这是神的话语。
And the message we can glean from Philippians chapter 2:1-11 is this.
从腓立比书二章一到十一节，我们可以得到这样的一个信息。
We keep unity by having the mind of Christ.
我们以耶稣基督的心为心，方能维系合一。
We keep unity by having the mind of Christ.
我们以耶稣基督的心为心，我们才能够合一。
Verses 6-11 of the book of Philippians is a very well-loved passage.
腓立比书的这个二章一到四节是一个饱受大家喜爱的圣经的经文。
Verses 6-11.
Oh, sorry, 是从那个六到十一节是很受大家喜爱的经文。
This is impromptu, is not on the script, so it can be a little confusing.
大家可以看到这个没有在讲义上，所以没有准备好，很抱歉。
Right. Yes, it's a very beloved passage.
是的，这是一个非常受大家喜爱的经文。
Because it has such beautiful language and description of who Jesus Christ is.
因为他对耶稣基督到底是个什么样的神，他有个非常美好的描述。
It really can bring a Christian into total adoration of our Lord Jesus Christ.
他是我们所有的信徒真的是非常崇拜的喜悦的来到神面前。
And yet at the same time, verses 1 to 5.
同时呢，从那个一到五节。
Paul, in fact, had very firm but loving words for Christians.
保罗说出了一些非常强有力的，同时又是充满爱心的鼓励的话。
God bless you.
上帝祝福你。
The kind of words will really challenge us in terms of our understanding for unity, as well as make us reflect on our own self-centeredness.
这些经文呢，让我们真的是理解应该如何合一，同时呢，也让我们来对付自己自私的这个问题。
So in verses 1-4,
所以呢，在一到四节
，Paul is in fact giving an exhortation to the Christian Philippians.
保罗是给这个腓立比的信徒
劝勉。
给他们一些劝勉。
To have unity in humility.
我们要存着谦卑的心来合一。
And then he points to our very humble Christ.
然后呢，他把我们的目光引向我们的谦卑的主耶稣。
So that we'll come face to face with the humility of Jesus Christ.
所以我们可以真的是亲身的感受到耶稣的谦卑。
Paul is telling the Christian Philippians.
保罗告诉腓立比的这些基督徒们。
Here is the one perfect model of humility.
这里是一个最完美的谦卑的榜样。
We must model the model.
我们必须效法这样的榜样。
And in verses 9-11,
在这个九到十一节
，Paul continues to bring our attention to Christ.
保罗继续把我们的注意力引向耶稣基督。
But now is the exalted Christ.
但这个时候的耶稣基督不是先前那个谦卑的，而是一个被高举的、被尊崇的。
And altogether in these 11 verses.
所以呢，总的来说，这十一句经文
，We are told that we keep unity by having the mind of Christ.
我们被告知我们要学习耶稣基督的谦卑来达到合一。
Before chapter 2, there was chapter 1.
在第二章之前呢，当然有第一章了。
And in chapter 1, Paul was calling the Christian Philippians to conduct themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
在第一章里，保罗要求腓立比的 信徒们他们的行事为人要和耶稣基督的福音相称。
This is in chapter 1 verse 27.
这是在第一章的第27节。
And it's not just to conduct themselves in certain situations, it's whatever happens.
而且这个命令呢不是说有选择的在某些环境中要这样做，而是在所有的环境中都要这样做。
And to conduct the Christian person,
我们作为基督徒的行事为人
In the manner worthy of the gospel,
是一个以耶稣基督的福音相称的这个方式。
It means that the Christian has to first understand his identity and his full allegiance is with Christ.
这就要求我们每一个基督徒必须认识到我们的身份。
Because the word that Paul uses, conduct,
因为这个保罗用的这个词行事为人
it actually has a political and civic meaning to it
它其实是一个政治方面的公民权益方面的这么一个概念
it describes someone who's living out the duties that this person has because of his allegiance
是因为这个人向某一个权威或者是政府效忠所以呢他相称的有这样的行为
so for the Philippians because they are Christians or the Philippians who are Christians
对于所有这些菲律比的基督徒们
They are first and foremost Christians
他们最最重要的身份是耶稣基督的门徒信徒
and their duty and allegiance is therefore toward Jesus Christ
他们的职责他们的忠诚首先是面向耶稣基督的
not the Roman Emperor and the Roman Empire
而不是对那个罗马帝国以及罗马皇帝
and one example that Paul would give in terms of conducting themselves in a manner worthy of the gospel
保罗给出了一个例子就是如何行事为人和耶稣基督的恩相称
is in fact defending the gospel of Jesus Christ against external opposition
就是这些基督徒们在面对外来的逼迫的时候他们仍然坚守这个福音
because in chapter 1 verse 27 Paul continues to ask the Philippian Christians or the Christian Philippians to stand firm
因为在一章的27节保罗一再的要求这些腓立比的基督徒们要为主而坚立
They are to stand firm in oneness with the Holy Spirit and in oneness with one another.
一方面呢，我们要与主联合，同时我们要彼此联合。
And the word that Paul uses in describing stand firm.
那个保罗用来形容这个为主坚立的这个词。
It is a military term.
事实上是一个军事方面的。
It's to bring the Christian Philippians into an image of this foot soldier unit marching forward as one unit.
在军事上呢，这个为主这个坚立这个词呢，就是好像一队步兵，他们面对的敌人仍然成为一个阵列，也同步前进。
If any of this soldier was to break rank or decide to do something funny,
如果其中的一个士兵决定哦，我不要在这个中间。
I'm better with the sword than the shield.
我宁可就是拿着我的剑，拿着我的盾。
He might actually break the formation and therefore allow the enemies to march into the formation. And destroy the unit.
那么这个阵列往往就会被敌人有机可乘，而且会被人家攻破。
So Paul is telling the Christian Philippians.
所以呢，保罗在这里告诉腓立比的信徒们。
An example of a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ is your unity.
一个行事为人与所蒙的恩相称的表现就是你要合一。
And this unity is not only in terms of thought, but also in action.
这个合一不仅仅是我们的心思意念的合一，也包括我们行为的合一。
Which would then lead Paul to write what he wrote in verses 1 to 11.
这就带领着保罗写下了这个1到11节。
This is something very important for us Christians to remember.
这是一个我们基督徒应该牢记的功课。
Because oftentimes we think that defending the gospel of Christ is in terms of reasoning.
因为很多时候我们想到来这个维护福音我们仅仅想到是这种辩论这种思辨
which is correct
这个是对的
but not complete
但是不完全
it's not only about the apologetics and the doctrinal statement
不仅仅是关于教义或者是护教学方面的一些概念
and trying to convince people if there are miracles if there is the virgin birth if you know how to even run the praise worship
也不仅仅是要说服别人你要相信童女可以生子应该要施洗或者是应该如何操练这个崇拜的这个程序
That form of defense is good
这些方面的捍卫福音是对的
But at the same time, Paul's telling the Christian Philippians,
但是同时呢，保罗也告诫这些腓立比的信徒们，
You defend the gospel of Jesus Christ by showing how you live in relation to one another.
保罗对他们说，你看在你如何与弟兄姊妹相处中，你同时也是在捍卫福音。
It comes not only from their reasoning, but also from their living.
所以就是说，我们捍卫福音不仅仅是通过我们的思辨这些逻辑上的说服别人，也通过我们的行事为人，我们如何活出来。
So for the Christian Philippians as well as for us Christian Chinese.
所以对那些腓立比的信徒以及我们今天的有中国背景的这些信徒们。
And non-Chinese for just Christians.
还有一些这个。就是是不是中国人没有关系了，只要我们是信徒。
Exactly, that is brilliant. That's really correct. For example, is not just talking about love as a theology.
在这里呢，我们不仅仅是把爱作为一个概念来宣扬。
But what is loved when it is a lived out reality?
而是把爱呢当做一个活出来的行动来看待。
And so Paul is calling the Christian Philippians to remember their identity in Christ Jesus.
所以保罗呢呼吁这些腓立比的信徒们，你要记住你在耶稣基督里的身份。
Take a look at verse 1.
请我们看一下这个第一节。
It says if you have any
跟从神。
And so back to verse 1 of Philippians chapter 2.
好，我们现在再回来看腓立比书的二章第一节。
What Paul is saying to the Christian Philippians is this.
保罗想对腓立比的信徒们表达的这个信息是这样的。
You are united in Christ.
你已经和耶稣基督联合了。
And you have the encouragement from this union with Christ.
你已经有了来自圣灵的感动。
There is the comfort from his love.
你已经在耶稣的爱里边得到安慰。
There is the fellowship with the Spirit.
你已经有了和圣灵的交通。
There is the tenderness and compassion in this new life in Christ.
你的心中已经有了这个慈悲和怜悯。
It is not a probability, it's a confirmation.
这个不是一个可能性，而是一个确定。
And while that you have this confirmation,
当你有这个确定的时候，
we say that since you are united in Christ,
我们就说，既然你已经和耶稣基督联合了，
Since you are loved by him,
既然你已经被耶稣基督所爱了，
Since you have the fellowship with the Spirit,
既然你已经和圣灵有交通了，
Since in Jesus Christ you have that tenderness and compassion,
既然在耶稣基督里你已经有了这个慈悲和怜悯，
You can be and are to be united.
你可以做到，你也将要做到在爱里联合。
There is no need and no reason to fight among yourselves.
如果你们中间彼此相争，这是没有必要的，也是不应该的。
Not only are you loved by the Prince of Peace,
你们不仅被这个和平的君王所爱，
You have the love of the Prince of Peace in you to be able to love others in tenderness and compassion.
在你的里边也有这个和平君王的爱，这样可以使得你能够去用这个爱来爱别人。
How is tenderness and compassion a reminder of our identity in Christ?
这个慈悲怜悯让我们怎么样来回想起我们的救主呢？
If we look through the Gospel of Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John,
如果我们看四部福音书，马太、马可、路加、约翰，
You see that tenderness and especially compassion is the word that is used frequently on the Lord Jesus Christ.
你会看到我们经常用这个慈悲怜悯来形容我们的主耶稣。
So Paul is saying you need to express thisCharacter of Jesus Christ in the way that you relate to one another.
所以保罗在说，当我们和别人相处的时候，我们应该活出神的这个性情来。
And Paul is at the same time telling the Christian Philippians.
同时呢，保罗也在告诉这些腓立比的信徒们。
You cannot possibly be holding Jesus' hand with one hand and then with the other with a sword against your fellow brother and sister in Christ.
你不可能一只手握着主耶稣基督，而另一只手是拿着一支剑挥向你的弟兄姊妹。
Because in verse 3, Paul talks about selfish ambition and vain conceit.
因为在第三节，保罗又谈到了这个虚浮的荣华和和那个就是无谓的野心。
There is this notion of.Not just wanting a position when it comes to selfish ambition.
这就提到了，当我们谈到这种自私的野心的时候 ，Sorry,
it's okay. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah. It doesn't It doesn't only mean wanting a position.
它不是表现你 表达你想要一个特殊的地位。
And this position could be authority in terms of control or that you are right.
这个地位呢，可能是说啊，你在有某些权利，或者呢是你总是正确。
Selfish ambition is a description of gaining such a position by very underhanded methods.
这种自私的野心呢，其实是表达用一种见不得人的方式来达到。
That you want it so much that you would even do it at the harm of another person.
你想要一个东西是如此的强烈，以至于你不惜去伤害别人。
And at the same time, Paul is talking about vain conceit.
在同时呢，保罗也谈到了这个虚浮的骄傲。
This is the kind of self-glory that actually amounts to nothing.
这个呢，其实是表示一个人他在寻求自己的荣耀，但最后呢，这个荣耀会归于虚无。
And so within the Roman culture.
在这个罗马的文化里边
It actually promotes this zeal to attain public status and to promote one's own honor.
它其实是在鼓励个人成就，鼓励自己去争取自己的荣耀。
And Philippi is a bustling Roman city.
菲律比呢，其实是一个非常繁华的罗马城市。
And from historical studies, it actually shows that they're known for their great civic pride.
从这个历史学的研究呢，我们知道这个城里的居民他有很强的这种公民的这种骄傲感。
You think you're a Roman? We are even more Roman than you are Roman.
你以为你是罗马人吗？我们是比你更纯粹的罗马人。
And so they may have taken this Christian Philippians. They may have taken this mindset into the church.
所以有可能这些菲律比的信徒呢，他把这种思维方式呢带进了教会。
And consider themselves as citizens of Rome.
他们更多的认为自己是一个罗马的公民。
Sure, I'm a Christian, but I'm also a Roman.
当然了，我是一个基督徒，但同时我也是罗马公民。
But Paul here is trying to remind the Christian Philippians.
但在这里呢，保罗是想提醒这些信徒们。
Okay, if you're a citizen of Rome, of course you will put your interest above.Your own interest above another person's interest.
如果你是罗马的公民的话，很自然的，你要把你自己的利益凌驾在别人的利益之上。
In fact, you want to plaster honor all over yourself.
事实上，你就是想的荣耀你自己。
But Christian Philippians.
但是菲律宾的基督徒们啊。
Please remember this.
请记住这一点。
Since you are a citizen of Christ's kingdom.
既然你已经是耶稣的耶稣这个国度里的一员
，because if you have any encouragement from this union with Christ，
如果你在与基督联合中得到了这个鼓励
，then you as a citizen of Christ's kingdom will definitely put your interests below that of others。
那么你就会把你自己的利益放在别人的利益之下。
And so in verses 3 to 4, he says, Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourselves. Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but also the interests of others.
所以在第三节他说到，凡事不可结党，不可贪图虚浮的荣耀，只要存心谦卑，个人看别人比自己强，个人不要只顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
The foundation for putting the interests of others before your own is this.
这个把别人的利益放在自己的利益之前，这个基础是什么呢？
Our union with Christ Jesus.
是我们与基督的联合。
Pastor Timothy Keller wrote a book called The Meaning of Marriage.
有一位作家呢，写了一本书叫做《婚姻的意义》。
And in there, he is very cute the way that he described marriage.
他有一个很可爱的方式来描述婚姻。
Or even ironic in a way.
可能也有一点讽刺的意思。
So I'll read to you a little bit of what he wrote.
所以他会来读一下。
In Western culture today, you decide to get married because you feel an attraction to the other person.
在当今的西方，你决定和一个人结婚，是因为你受到他的吸引。
You think he or she is wonderful.
你觉得他这个男他或者女他是一个非常棒的人。
But a year or two later, or just as often a month or two.
但事实上呢，往往是过了一两年，甚至是一两个月。
Three things usually happen.
有三件事会发生。
First,
第一件事
You begin to find out how selfish this wonderful person is.
你会发现那个原先那么棒的人其实很自私。
Second, you discover that this wonderful person has been going through a similar experience.
第二，你发现这个很棒的人呢，他其实在经历同样的思想过程，他认为你也很自私。
And he or she begins to tell you how selfish you are.
而且这个对方呢，来告诉你你是多么自私。
And third,
第三
though you acknowledge it in part as in you're selfish,
虽然你也会有保留的承认有些地方我是有点自私
but you conclude that your spouse's selfishness is more problematic than your own.
但是你的结论是配偶的自私是最大的问题。
This doesn't only happen in marriage.
这个呢不仅仅是在婚姻中会发生的事
情。It happens when the honeymoon period of human relationships evaporates.
它发生在当我们人类的蜜月期结束的时候。
And it is applicable to our relationship here in this church.
作为这个教会，我们弟兄姊妹的关系其实也会经历这样的。
And in churches all around the world.
而且在全世界各地的教会都有。
Because we are brought closer to one another.
因为当我们彼此很接近的时候。
So some of us may come as new Christians, we're like, oh yes, the church is filled with love.
作为一个新的信徒会说哇这个教会真是好有爱心哦
You start to serve people
你开始要服侍别人
And you think It is still filled with love
你会说啊是有一些爱
And you start to think Wow
但是呢
Not easy
但是不是那么容易来服侍别人的
Because truly we are still in the process of sanctification
所以因为我们都是在一个成圣的过程中
We still have selfishness in us
在我们每一个人的心里其实还有这个自私
And we tend to think that other people are more problematic than we are.
而且我们总会说哎呦别人的问题比我更大
Which leads to, oh, that person should be listening to this sermon. It would be great for him or her.
然后呢我们就会说哦如果那个人来听这个讲道的话那就太好了。
Oh, I'm okay.
但是不是我、
okay.
我还是不错的。
But here Paul again reminds us.
但是在这里保罗再一次的提醒我们
We need to rethink our perception of our own trappings of self-centeredness
我们要重新来审度自己的自私
We have to first rethink our union with Christ
我们必须要首先审视我们是不是和基督联合了
And then we have to from there think about the interests of others
从那个角度出发我们要首先考虑别人的利益或者好处
So perhaps at this point you may say Okay sure I agree that unity and humility is a good thing
Okay 我们讲到这里可能大家会觉得是啊我们如果以谦卑的心来合一是一件好事
How do we get there? Can you give me an example?
那我们怎么做得到呢你可以给我们一个好的例子吗
Paul will answer Look to Jesus Christ our humbleLord Jesus Christ.
保罗会说看吧我们的主耶稣基督已经立了一个完美的榜样
And therefore we say Yes, we will look to Jesus Christ Our humble Jesus Christ To keep unity in humility
我们就会回应说是的我们来看我们的主耶稣基督我们要学习他以谦卑的心来与众人合一
Let's read verses 5 to 8 together Verse by verse, so Chinese, English, Chinese, English, Chinese.
好，我们现在来读这个五到八节，一句一句的读，先读英文，再读中文。
Your attitude should be the same as that of Christ Jesus.
你们当以基督耶稣的心为心。
Who, being in very nature God, did not consider equality with God something to be grasped?
他本有神的形象，不以自己与神同等为强夺的。
But made himself nothing, taking the very nature of a servant, being made in human likeness.
反倒虚己，取了奴仆的形象，成为人的样式。
And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to death, even death on a cross.
既有人的样子，就自己卑微，存心顺服，以至于死，且死在十字架上。
And may this section of the verses speak to our hearts.
希望这段话直接向我们的心来说话。
And hopefully as we read, it truly is also our aspiration.
也希望我们这样读的时候，我们真正有这样的渴望。
Because in verse 5, Paul is telling the Christian Philippians.
因为在第五节，保罗告诉这些腓立比的信徒们。
Think in this way, just as Jesus Christ thought in this way.
我们要用耶稣基督的这个想法来想一些事情。
This way of selflessness, humility, and obedience.
耶稣基督是以一种无私、谦卑、顺服的心。
In other words, model the model.
换句话说呢，我们就是要效法这样的心怀意念。
And see that Christ not only thought this way, but it actually led into action.
我们要知道，耶稣不仅仅是这样想的，他也这样做了。
So we are not only to acknowledge that Jesus is the perfect model of selflessness, humility, and obedience.
所以我们不仅要承认耶稣基督是这个无私、谦卑、顺服的最好的榜样。
But at the same time, we are to know that the new life that has been given to a Christian is one that's able to live selflessly, humbly, and obediently.
我们也同时要认识到，在我们里边的新生命，使我们有能力活出这样一个类似的无私、谦卑、顺服的生命。
Because after all, in verse 1, Paul says we are in fellowship with the Holy Spirit.
因为大家不要忘记，在第一节保罗已经说过了，我们有圣灵的交通。
It is not by our own strength.
不是我们靠着自己的力量。
But the strength that comes from the indwelling of the Spirit.
而是靠着圣灵的帮助。
And we are also pushed forward by the love of Christ.
我们也被耶稣的爱来激励。
So how did Jesus demonstrate this selflessness and humility?
耶稣是怎么样把这个无私和谦卑表现出来的呢？
First of all, Paul points our focus to Jesus as God.
首先，保罗让我们意识到耶稣是神。
In fact, he is divine.
事实上，耶稣是神。
Because he's saying that Jesus has the very nature of God.
因为神有耶稣有神的属性。
Meaning that every single divine attribute that define who God the Father is, Jesus has also.
任何一个描述神的属性，耶稣他都拥有的。
So being very nature God, that's who Jesus is.
所以呢，这个耶稣的本性就是神。
Yet,
但是
he did not consider it to be the point to contend over or to take advantage of or even to exploit.
但是呢，耶稣没有把他的神性当作是一个可以利用的，要牢牢抓住不放的。
Because we are told here that Jesus didn't see that as something to be grasped.
耶稣没有把它当作是强夺的。
He's not seeing that, hey, this is my entitlement.
耶稣没有说，哦，这是我应得的权利哦。
So it's not like he went to God the Father and appealed to his perfect divinity and said,
就好像耶稣不会到天父的面前来这样说。
Hey, Daddy, you do realize that I am God too, right?
就好比耶稣会说，老爸，你明白我也是神哦。
You know who I am, right? The great I am.
你知道我是神呢、啊，我是那个我是。
So, why is it me who's going again?
所以为什么又轮到我去呢？
That wasn't what Jesus' approach was.
耶稣从来没有用这样的态度去面对他的天父。
And from here, Paul is pointing us to Jesus to say, this is counter-selfish ambition, this is counter-vain conceit.
所以在这里呢，保罗是说耶稣设立了一个例子，他是不是自私的，他不是那种追求虚浮的荣耀的。
Imagine the glorious King of the universe.
我们设想一下，这个荣耀从宇宙而来。
Who doesn't push the glory onto himself?
但他没有把这个荣耀呢放在自己的身上。
But made himself nothing.
而是把自己降卑。
This is not to say that he removed his divinity.
这并不是说耶稣把他的神性撇弃了。
But it's more about him taking on a different status.
而是他取了一个另外的样式，来和人交通。
Because immediately Paul says that he became a slave, he became a human, so he became a human slave.
因为紧接着，保罗就说他成为一个奴隶，他成为一个人。
We see one understanding we might have is when a boss comes to an employee, for example.
我们举个例子哈，一个雇主对他的雇员来到他的雇员这里。
How does the boss make himself nothing?
怎么样这个雇主会怎么样使他自己降卑呢？
He might say to the employee, I'm coming to you as a friend, not as your boss.
这个雇主呢可以对他的雇员说，我现在来是以一个朋友的身份来，而不是以你的老板的身份来。
It doesn't mean that the boss is no longer a boss. He is still the boss.
这并不是表示说这个老板不是老板了，他仍然是老板。
But he's coming to you with a different title.
但他呢是一个不同的身份来到你。
So Jesus is coming to us as a human, as a slave.
所以耶稣呢来到我们中间是一个人的身份，一个服侍的仆人的身份。
If we think about it, oh, what's so bad about being a human?
我们会说，哎，做一个人没什么不好啊。
Think about Psalm 8.
请大家想一想那个诗歌的诗篇的第八篇。
The psalmist says that humans are made a little lower than the heavenly beings.
在诗歌第八篇里边说到人是被造的比天使微小一点。
So as a human slave, you will be under the heavenly servants. In terms of ranking, if you want to think about it.
如果我们想象这个等级的话。
The angels would be more prestigious than being a human slave.
这个天使肯定是要比
or human.
天使是比人要高一级的。
Or okay.
大家认同还是不认同？
Well, okay. Well, we can talk in person maybe.
对，这个我们这是一个比较有争议的问题，因为在现阶阶段可能是，但将来不一样。但是我们这个可以事后再讨论。
嗯。Okay, all right. Let me see. Okay, let's turn our attention on the word slave.
现在我们把我们的注意力集中在这个奴隶这个词。
In the translation, it says servant.
在这个英文里边，它用的是仆人。
But there's no doubt that the Greek word actually points to the person, the slave.
但是在希腊文里边，它其实指的是奴隶。
And here Paul is contrasting.Jesus, very nature God, and now his very nature servant. Slave, sorry.
Sorry. 在这里呢，保罗是在做一个鲜明的对比。耶稣基督本来是神，同时呢，他在对比一个很卑微的仆人的形象。
And a slave, in the in the Roman society, is in fact deprived of their basic human rights.
在罗马时代，一个奴隶是被剥夺了说几乎所有的。
And so the attention that Paul is bringing us to is how Jesus gave up his personal rights.
所以保罗想强调的是，耶稣基督放弃了他所有作为人的权利。
And we know that he is still God.
我们知道他仍然是神。
But he's also now taking on his this position as a slave.
但是与此同时呢，他也取了一个奴仆的形象。
And this is a very important contrast to remember.
这是一个非常鲜明的对比，希望大家记住。
Because as we serve one another,
因为当我们彼此服侍的时候
，there is no contradiction between you being a leader and you being a servant.
我们服侍的时候，我们作为一个领袖和作为一个仆人，这并没有什么大的反差。
So, for example, sometimes in a Chinese church,
举个例子来说，有些时候在中国教会。
If a pastor is taking a rug and cleaning up the floor,
我们看到牧师会拿一块破布在那里擦地板。
There will be kind-hearted uncles, aunties to come to you and say, "Oh, no, a pastor shouldn't be doing this."
有些时候呢，一些好心的叔叔阿姨会说，不要这样，不要这样，你作为牧师不应该做这些事情。
But really, we can understand that there is actually no contradiction between being a pastor or being a small group leader and actually picking up trash from the floor.
但事实上呢，作为一个领袖，作为一个小组的组长，和你来服侍组员来收垃圾，这并不矛盾。
And Paul tells us too that Jesus also became in every way a human person.
所以呢，耶稣是从任何一个方面讲，他都完完全全的变成一个人。
Is a true human being.
他是一个真实的人。
Including the sinlessness.
这个也包括了他无罪的属性。
So here we can be reminded of what happened in Genesis 1 and 2.
在这里我们可以联想到创世纪第二章。
Jesus is now Adam, as if it was Adam in the beginning of creation.
耶稣呢，就好像是最初被造的亚当。
So he was God, he is God.
他是神。
But now he is a human and a slave.
但现在呢，他是一个人，同时也是一个奴隶。
And so from here, what do we see as the attitude that would be the same as that of Christ?
所以在这里呢，我们就看到这个耶稣的态度。
We see that there's a need to be selfless and humble.
我们看到我们应该是无私的，应该是谦卑的。
There's no appealing to one's glory or stature or background.
我们不应该为被那些什么社会地位啊自己的荣耀来吸引。
No going to one another saying, "Do you know who I am, boy?"
我们不应该是对一个人说，嘿，小子，你知道我是谁吗？
There is this willingness to not just serve, but also to give up personal rights.
我们要有这么一种心甘情愿，就是说不仅是帮助去服侍别人，而且我们是愿意放弃自己的一些权利。
There is even that willingness to take on a lesser position or state.
我们应该甚至愿意去降卑。
Even if it's so terrible, unthinkable, and undeservedly so for us.
即使这个降卑的是一个非常糟糕的是我们不应该承受的。
If Christ, who is God,
如果作为神的耶稣
can be a human slave,
可以降卑到一个地步成为人成为一个奴仆
what kind of position is out of our reach?
那么我们又有什么理由不愿意降卑呢？
Let me correct that. What kind of lowly position?Is out of our reach.
那么有哪些位置是低到一个地步，我们无法屈尊去到那里
？And as if taking on the very nature of slave and being made in human likeness was not selfless or humble enough.
就好像成为一个人，成为一个奴隶还不够谦卑。
Jesus went one step further, or one step lower.
耶稣呢？做得更彻底
telling us that this is where true humility will take you.
而且通过这样呢，通过他如此行，他告诉我们，真正的谦卑会带我们走到那个最低点。
In verse 8, Paul again reminds us that Jesus is man.
在第八节，保罗提醒我们，耶稣是人。
So like you and I, he has a mind who thinks.
就和我们一样，他有一个心思意念，他会想。
He has a will to desire.
他有一个意志会去渴望一些事。
He has nerve endings and feelings to feel pain and sorrow and joy.
他也有神经，有血有肉，会感觉到痛苦和悲伤。
And so we understand that Jesus is one who has never experienced pain and was in perfect peace and joy.
所以我们就可以想象，耶稣本来是生活在那么一个完美的，从来没有痛苦、没有疼痛的那么一个地步。
But yet now he humbled himself and he was obedient.
而他愿意谦卑，然后到一个非常非常和那个美好的天家是有天壤之别的地方。
And so you see that he is exercising the will.
所以他是在把他的意念来实现出来。
And he will experience the pain.
他会感受到痛苦。
What kind of pain?
这是什么样的痛呢？
It's not just death.
不仅仅是一个死亡而已。
But to die the terrible death of the crucifixion.
而是在十字架上死
Even death on the cross
Even 就是他死而且是愿意死在十字架上
Even death on the cross
甚至是在十字架上受死
For us today the cross is a glorious symbol
对今天的我们来说这个十字架好像是一个荣耀的象征
So you go oh yeah
所以你说哎很棒哦
For the Romans, when they think cross, they see blood, they see torture, they see gruesomeness, they see cruelty.
而对于罗马时代的人，他们想到十字架，他们想到的是痛苦，是无休止的折磨，是羞辱。
And not only that, they see total shame.
不仅仅如此，那是一种非常大的耻辱。
Because this was the lowest that one could ever go socially.
因为从社会的角度，这是最低的、最卑贱的死亡。
Sure, there were some Roman citizens who were also crucified.
有一些犯了叛国罪的罗马人，他们可能会被处以十字架的死刑。
But crucifixion is commonly reserved for the lower classes, especially the slaves.
但是更多的时候，十字架的这种刑罚是针对那些社会的底层，尤其是那些奴隶。
And I probably don't have to remind each and every one of us just how gruesome and cruel this crucifixion is.
我想我也不需要花太多的时间来向大家介绍十字架上的死是多么的痛苦多么的阴森恐怖
And Paul is mentioning the cross here not to have a big theological discussion on the cross
在这里呢保罗提到十字架并不是想就十字架进行很多神学的争论
Of course we can talk about yes Jesus Christ the pain came from also bearing our sins there was spiritual suffering there was separation from the Father
我们提到十字架上的死我们会想到哦这是一个 为我们的罪付上的代价，而且也代表着与神的暂时的隔绝。
But Paul here is trying to emphasize just how low Jesus went.
在这里，保罗提十字架是想告诉我们，使耶稣是如此的心甘情愿，用这种最卑微、最羞辱的方式来死。
That the selflessness, humility, and obedience of Jesus Christ brought him onto the cross.
是耶稣基督的这种无私、这种顺服、这种谦卑。促使他愿意死在十字架上。
And so as Jesus Christ would say himself,
正如耶稣基督对他自己说的
For even the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many.
耶稣说过，因为人子来，并不是要受人的服侍，乃是要服侍人，并且要舍命做多人的赎价。
This is in Mark 10 and Matthew 20.
这是在马克马可福音十章四十五节
Slave
奴隶
Death on a cross
十字架上的受死
So just how humble is humble?
所以多大的谦卑才是谦卑到底呢
When we would suffer for the sake of others
当我们愿意为了别人的缘故而受苦的时候
Even when the suffering is the most agonizing
即使这个受苦是非常非常的让你受煎熬
Most horrific
Horrific 非常的可恐怖
Most humiliating
非常非常的羞辱人
Even unto death itself
甚至到为这个人而死
And we can recall what Paul was telling the Christian Philippians
我们可以回想到保罗对这些腓立比信徒们所说的
Whatever happens, conduct yourselves in a manner worthy of the gospel of Christ.
无论何时何地，你们的行事为人要与耶稣基督的福音相称。
This is a manner worthy of the gospel of Jesus Christ.
当我们肯为别人受苦的时候，我们就是在这样行事为人了。
The mind of Christ puts his Father's will above and beyond his.
耶稣的这个思维模式，他是把主，他是把神的事放在第一位的。
And the mind of Christ puts the redemption of the fallen creation well and above his own honor and glory.
耶稣也是把这个为人类的救赎这件事，远远的凌驾在他个人的需要之前。
This is why Paul would say, "Do not act out of selfish ambition and vain conceit."
这也是为什么保罗会说，不要去。追求那些 无谓的分党以及虚浮的荣耀
But in humility, consider others better than yourselves.
而是存着谦卑的心看别人比自己强
Each of you should look not only to your own interests, but to the interests of others.
你们每个人不要单顾自己的事也要顾别人的事
So perhaps at this point you say, hold on a minute.
也许讲到这里你会说哎，停一下
That sounds good.
听起来很不错。
But did not Paul also write that Jesus is greatly exalted?
保罗不是也描述了耶稣被升高吗？被尊崇吗
？So he's not altogether that lowly, is he?
所以耶稣也不是你说的那么降卑到底啊。
Indeed, Jesus is exalted.
确实，耶稣是被尊崇了，被升高了。
And rightfully so.
而且他完全配得。
But the exaltation did not come from himself.
但是他被尊崇被抬高不是因为他自己
It was God the Father who exalted the Son
是天父来亲自的把这个荣耀给这个耶稣
It is God who is the source of this honor
神是所有这些荣耀的来源
It is not Jesus himself who pushed his way to the front
不是耶稣好像那样那样就是努力要为自己争取荣耀。
Jesus did not say.
耶稣没有说。
Hey, Daddy.
Hey, 老爸。
So, now that I have done all these.
你看，我现在已经做了这么多了。
Shouldn't you give me some honorary title or something?
你不应该给我一个什么荣誉头衔吗
？Or better yet, since no one on earth is as humble as I am.
而且。你看，既然在地上没有一个人像我这么谦卑。
How about you give me a name that is above every name and have everyone worship me?
你是不是应该给我一个名是超乎万民之名，而且让所有的人都来崇拜我呢
？Jesus did not appeal to his humility as a merit before God.
在神面前，耶稣没有把自己的谦卑当作是一个可以夸耀的资本。
Yet again, it's counter selfish ambition, it's counter vain conceit.
他是从来不追求自己的荣耀的。
And we have to be very careful because we say, oh, God's going to give honor to those humble, so I'm going to be humble so that God will give me honor.
在这里我们要小心，因为有的时候我们会想，哦，原来上帝会很给那些谦卑的人荣耀啊，所以 OK， 我要荣耀，我的目的是为了得到，我要谦卑，我的目的是为了得到神的夸奖。
Ironically, that's still putting your self-interest above all else.
最有讽刺意味的是，当你这样想的时候，其实你是把你自己又是放在别人之先了。
So in verses 9 to 11, Paul is reminding the Christian Philippians.
所以在第九到十一节，保罗再一次的提醒腓立比的信徒们。
You need to know who has the final say and on who is to be honored and how one is to be honored.
你要明白是谁有这个最后的发言权，他来决定谁是应该被荣耀的，而且他是如何得到荣耀。
Indeed, you are living in the Roman Empire.
确实，你生活在罗马帝国。
And you live in a world that fights to get ahead, even at the expense of another person.
你生活在这样一个时代，在这个时代里边，人们是彼此增进，为了要冲到前边。
You might think that that's the way to go, but you are wrong.
你认为这很理所应当啊，但是你这样想的时候，你就错了。
You might fight all you want for your own authority and your reputation.
你会发现你费了很大的劲儿去争取这些地位，争取这些权利。
But you will come out to be nothing.
但是最终你是这一切都会归为虚无。
Because God has the final say.
因为上帝有最后的发言权。
In fact, God has the only say.
事实上，上帝是唯一那个有发言权的人。
And trust that God will be faithful and just in the honor that He does bestow.
我们要相信上帝是正义的，是公义的，是信实的，他会真正的给荣耀那些配得荣耀的人。
He will give grace to the humble.
他会给那些真正谦卑的人以荣耀。
And so the same thing as Apostle Peter said.
同样那个彼得也说了这样的话。
All of you clothe yourselves with humility toward one another, because God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that He may lift you up in due time.
这是彼得的一段经文，大意就是说。就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
And here God shows His faithfulness.
在这里神彰显了他的信实。
In exalting Christ to the highest place.
当他把耶稣升到高位的时候。
And giving Jesus that name above all names.
赐给耶稣那个超乎万名之上的名。
That name is Lord.
那个名就是主。
You want to fight for authority? No, there's no use for it because you have one who reigns above you.
你想努力奋斗来为自己争取权利吗？那是没有用处的，因为在最高处已经有主在那里。
And we see that Paul's using very emphatic language.
我们看到保罗在这里用的是非常有效的这些语言。
Every knee.
每一个膝盖。
Whether you're willing to bow or not, every knee.
不管你愿意还是不愿意，所有的膝盖。
Every tongue.
所有的舌头。
And everywhere that is known to mankind.
在人类所知道的所有的地方。
Heaven.
天堂。
Earth.
地上。
Even under the earth.
即使那些在地底下。
This is the extent that God will honor, and in this case, it is Christ Jesus, our Lord.
这是神给荣耀的这个范围，而且这个得到荣耀的是我们的主耶稣基督。
And ultimately, it is what? It is to the glory of God the Father.
最终而说，所有的这些荣耀是为了神。
So we see that what Jesus Christ did was in fact to bring the Father glory.
我们看到耶稣基督所成就的一切是为了给神荣耀。
Even in bringing salvation to us, it is really not about us.
即使是把这个救恩带给人类，他的主要目的不仅仅是为了人。
What kept him going is that he is bringing glory to the Father.
促使耶稣基督一直走下去的是，这个坚定的信念要，为带给神荣耀。
And so, what is more satisfying and fulfilling for a Christian than to make known God?
对于一个基督徒来说，有什么把神的话传扬给众人？更有满足感，更有价值的事呢？
For Christ, that was the only thing in his life.
对于耶稣基督来说，那是他的一生唯一的目标。
We can ask, do we seek something else besides glorifying God? Do we seek something else besides glorifying God?
Okay, 我们应该质问，除了追求神的荣耀，我们还在追求一些别的东西吗？
When the interests of another is met,
当另外一个人的利益得到满足的时候，
and when your desire is for that interest of the other person to be met,
当你希望那个人的愿望得到满足，
that is when you get the deepest satisfaction.
那时候你会得到最深的这种满足。
And so for God to be glorified,
这样神也得到荣耀。
That was Jesus' desire.
让神得到荣耀是耶稣的愿望。
When God has been glorified,
当神得到荣耀的时候，
Jesus really he receives that deepest satisfaction.
耶稣也得到了灵里最大的满足。
As a result of putting the interests before his others' interests before his own.
而他这样做呢，是建立在把别人的利益放在他之前。
So dear brothers and sisters.
所以，亲爱的弟兄姊妹们。
We must keep unity within this community.
我们必须在这个教会里边保持合一。
To the glory and praise of God.
愿所有的荣耀和赞美都归于神。
And we keep unity by having the mind of Christ.
我们合一是因为我们要以耶稣基督的心为心。
To the glory of God the Father.
是为了把荣耀归给我们的神。
Consider this song that we often sing, Where you go, I'll go.
大家想想我们平常唱的一首歌，不管你去哪里，我也要去。
Jesus went the way of the cross.
耶稣走了这个十字架的道路。
So we too will dare to walk the way of the cross.
以至于我们也敢于走同样十字架的道路。
In fact, it is because Jesus walked the way of the cross.
事实上是因为耶稣已经走了十字架的道路。
That he was obedient even to death on the cross.
他是存心谦卑以至于死。
That we are now able to walk the way of the cross.
这是因为耶稣做到了这些，我们今天才有这个能力，也同样的走十字架的道路。
Because of the reality of verses 6 to 8.
因为在这个第六到八节所描述的这些现实
The command for verses 1 to 4 is possible
一到四节里所提到的这个命令才成为可能
So dear brothers and sisters
所以亲爱的弟兄姊妹们
We too are the church of Christ
我们也是耶稣的教会
We too must keep unity by having the mind of Christ
我们必须以耶稣基督的心为心来达到合一
The affirmation for CCMC this year is this
我们 CCMC 今年的主题是
If you look at your bulletin, it's be still, know God, and exalt Him.
如果大家看你们的单张话，它的前面写着就是安静。
And to exalt Him is not just to sit there and go, "Whoa."
我们仰望尊崇神，不是仅仅的坐在那里说，哦，神你好伟大。
But we in fact exalt God as we learn to serve one another in unity and humility.
而事实上，我们是要来彼此服侍，在这个过程中来。
Each of us should not look only to our own interests, but also to the interests of others.
我们每个人不应该是单单只顾自己的事，也应该顾别人的事。
And in fact, it's not just within these walls.
事实上呢，这个也不应该仅仅是限于教会这个地方。
Begin with your family.
从你的家庭里开始。
Because in your family, you are also a community of Christians.
因为在你的家里也是一个基督的团体。
Are you united in humility toward one another?
在你的家里你们合一了吗
Back in my teenage years, I had this time of no response.
当我是一个十几岁的少年的时候我有这么一段不回答不反应的这么一段时期
Samuel, 吃饭啦
When his mother said, Samuel, come to dinner.
And I would have no response.
我不会理他
Because I'm so consumed with whatever I'm doing, I think that that's way more important. I know the dinner's there, but you know, I'll get there. Don't worry about it.
因为我当时在全神贯注地干我自己的事儿，我就想啊，我知道晚饭已经好了，但是我在做的事更加重要。
If I were to exalt God at that time,
如果我想要遵从神的话
I should have taken into consideration my mom's loving call.
我应该是顺从我的妈妈的爱的呼召，乖乖的去吃晚饭。
And there was this short video.
现在要放一个短片。
不放，就讲讲。
现在要讲一个短片。
There is this child who went to the dad and gave the dad some money.
有这么一个小孩子，他到爸爸那里，给了爸爸一些钱。
And said, "Dad, can I pay you now so that I could have some time with you?"
他说爸爸我可不可以给你一些钱买你的时间你来陪陪我
Because the dad is so busy working that the time is always given to those who are paying him.
因为这个爸爸是如此的忙他的时间呢都花在那些付钱给他要他做事的那些人身上
So perhaps we have the good intention to do well for our family.
也许我们是有一个很好的心愿要为这个家做一些好事
But perhaps that includes spending time with one another.
可能呢那不仅仅是赚钱哦你要好好的花时间陪伴你的家人
Because ultimately when we defend the gospel of Jesus Christ
因为最终当我们捍卫这个福音的时候
We do not only argue about what is love
我们不仅仅是和人家争辩什么是爱
We show what is love
我们用我们的行为表现出来什么是爱
So we ask
所以我们来问
Anytime we are making a decision when we are relating to someone else or to a community
当我们做决定的时候我们会不会想到
Am I self-serving in this decision or am I serving another?
我这个决定是不是仅仅为了我的好处而是那个也在为别人着想
What in fact would be in the best interest of others?
什么是作为一个团体最大的利益呢
Am I trying to satisfy my own personal preference?
我是在仅仅满足我自己的需要吗
Or am I trying to think about another?
还是我在确实考虑别人。
In fact, Jesus by example shows that he emptied himself.
耶稣已经为我们设立了最好的榜样，他虚空倒空了自己。
How do we not follow?
我们怎么能不去效法他呢？
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹们，
ask,
问问你自己，
the next time,
下一次，
is this self-serving?
我做的这些决定是仅仅为了我自己吗
Or is it other serving?
而是为了别人
In America, it's so hard to give up personal rights.
在美国放弃自己的权利是一件非常难的事
Hey, I'm entitled to have my own personal time, you know.
我们经常看到一些人拍着桌子对你说 Hey, 我有权利拥有我就是支配我自己的时间哦
Jesus made himself nothing, gave up all his rights to serve others.
而耶稣呢是放弃了心甘情愿地放弃了所有自己的权利为的是服侍别人
When we exalt God
当我们尊崇神的时候
Consider serving one another
想一想我们要考虑是通过服侍彼此来尊崇神
Consider serving one another
考虑一下来彼此服侍
And how much of your rights are you going to have to give up?
想一想你有多少权利自己是愿意放下的
We keep unity by having the mind of Christ
我们以耶稣基督的心为心我们就可以合一
To the glory of God the Father
而这样行的时候我们就把荣耀带给神
And now as we prepare to take the Holy Communion
接下来当我们准备领受圣餐的时候
Let us spend a few quiet moments in meditation or prayer
请我们所有的人都安静在神的面前
Let us be still and know our God
让我们安静知道我们的神
It is the Lord's prayer
是神的祷告
Sorry, this is the Lord's Supper My bad
这是神主的圣餐
So let us first and foremost remember who this Lord is
让我们首先想一想这个主是谁
and come into full adoration of what he has done and most importantly who he is
让我们好好的思想他做了什么他成就了什么
let us now take some time
好让我们大家安静